Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Simen Reish Mem Hey. We left off in the middle of Sif Aleph, we're on the top line of page 14. Let's review what we said in the Mechaber in the beginning of the Sif. We said, Yisrael and Eino Yehudi that have a field, or an oven, or a bathhouse, or a water mill as a shutfus, or they have a store with merchandise as a partnership. So if they made a stipulation from the beginning when they created their partnership that the Goy is going to work on Shabbos and the Jew is going to work a corresponding day during the week, whether they make a lot or a little on their days, so then it is 100% mutter. The Mechaber picks up and then tells us, V'im lo hisnu batchila. But if they did not make this stipulation from the beginning, kishiyavou lachlok, when they come to split, so then notel einu yehudi schar hashabbosos kulam, then the guy gets to take all of the earnings from Shabbos day, v'hashar chokim also, and the rest they split. The Jew can't get any of the Shabbos earnings. If they didn't make the proper stipulation before, the guy gets all the earnings of Shabbos, the rest of the days they split. If it was not known exactly what the earnings of Shabbos are, so yitol ha'ino yehudi levado shviyas ha'sochar v'chokim ashar, then what we do is we give the guy 1/7 of the money that came in, and the other 6/7 they split equally. So if there was no stipulation before, the Mechaber paskins, like the Rambam, that the Yisrael cannot get any of the Shabbos earnings. The Ramah says, V'yesh matirin ha'sachar b'dyevet afilu lo hisnu v'chol kustam. The Ramah, again, we saw this in the introduction of the Mishnah Berurah that we discussed yesterday. The Ramah brings a sheet of the Rosh that says there are those who are matir in this case, that b'dyevet they can split the schar. V'nirali de behefse godol yeshas mochalayu, and says the Ramah, it appears to me, if there would be a great loss to the Yisrael, he can rely on this sheet of the Rosh. That is the Machlokas, the Rosh of the Rambam. There was no stipulation before, and they want to split it straight down the middle if they are allowed to or not. The Mechaber said no, and the Ramah said that yes, at least according to the Rosh, and the Hesed Godol, one can rely on that. V'yesh omim shekol ze lo mayri elo b'shutfus shekol echad osek b'yomo. And some say that this whole discussion is only when the partnership works that each one works on his day. But if they're both working, the Jew and the Goy, they're working together all the days of the week. And then when Shabbos comes, the Goy is working alone. Then the Jew is allowed to split everything equally with the Goy. Because then the Goy is working on his own. He decided to push further and to make more money and to work on Shabbos. That was his own decision. And the Jew doesn't benefit from the Goy doing the Malach on Shabbos. Since there's no work that's incumbent upon the Jew, that the Goy is replacing him, therefore it's considered that the Jew is not benefiting from the Malach that the Goy does, and it's mutter for him to take the earnings of Shabbos. U'mikol mokom lo yitol schar Shabbos elo b'hav So it's not considered an isser of the guy working for the Jew on Shabbos. He's allowed to take the money, but he should make sure not to take the money from Shabbos alone. That would be looking like Schar Shabbos. Rather, what he should do is get the money from Shabbos mixed together with the other days so that it is Bahavlo. We will see now the Mishnah Berurah that will clarify a lot of points in the Sif. We're up to Sif Katan Zayin on page 14. V'im lo hisnu batchila. Kosav stoma leasor below hisnu. The Mechaber writes down that it's going to be usur anytime there was no tnai. Afilu im lo amar lo. Even if the Jew did not say to the goy after the partnership was formed, avod ata b'shabbos v'ani b'chol, you work on Shabbos, I work during the week. We saw yesterday that stipulation only works at the time that they're setting up their partnership. Once their partnership is set up, this is not allowed. So here the Mishnah Berurah tells us, the Mechaber is telling us, stam, it's usur if there is no tnai, even if the Jew did not say to the goy later on, you work on Shabbos, I work during the week, which is for sure a problem. V'gam b'shas chalukah lo hizkir lo shel Shabbos. And even at the time where they're splitting the money, the Jew did not mention Shabbos. Elo rotze lachlok imo stam b'shaveh. Just now they made a partnership and the Jew wants to split with the goy, afilu hachi aser. So he's not making one of the deals of Shabbos and weekday during the working, during the splitting. He's not mentioning Shabbos at all. They're just going to split the money down the middle. The mechaber holds it till aser. Kevan shelo hisnu kodem shenishtatvu. Since they did not make this t'nai before they became partners, anything else is going to be aser, even if they split it down the middle and they don't mention anything about work or money from Shabbos or weekday. That is the sheet of the Mechaber. The Ramah then brought the Yesh Matirim, the Schar B'dyavid, Afilu Lo Hisnu, if they were Cholku Stam. Says the Mishaburah Sekot and Ches. Again, Hainu She B'shas Chalukah Lo Hiskir Lo Yisrael as a Shabbos Lomar. Once again, like we just said, even in the Ramah, the case is that at the time of Chalukah, the Jew did not mention a word about Shabbos, saying, Ata Tito Keneged Yom Amolcha B'Shabbos, you take corresponding to your work on Shabbos, V'ani Eto Keneged Yom Amoli B'chol, and I'll take corresponding to my day of work during the week. Elochoku Stam B'Shavah. Just they split the money down the middle equally without discussing any details. The Gam Mari Shalom Omer Lo Betchila. We're also discussing a case where the Jew did not say to the Goy at the beginning, Avod Ata B'Shabbos. Now, beginning here does not mean at the time of the Shutvus. It means after the Shutvus, when they started working. Once again, the Jew did not say to the Goy, Avod Ata B'Shabbos, you work on Shabbos, Vani Evod Kenegdel Chabachol, and I'll walk work corresponding to your day of Shabbos one day during the week. Ella Ha'enu Yehudi Asa Me'atzmo Shalom B'Tzivuyoy. Rather, the guy just worked on Shabbos on his own without being commanded. The ilav hachi asur l'kuyama b'chozeh. Because if that was not the case, that the guy worked on his own, but the Jew told him, you work on Shabbos, I'll work during the week, after the partnership was ready for him, that would be asur according to everyone. The guli daito d'shlucho haya al Shabbos. Because by doing that, the Jew is revealing that the guy is working as his shliach on Shabbos. V'hu amal kenegda b'chol. And the Jew is working corresponding to that during the week. Since in the beginning it was incumbent upon both of them, and then the Jew made the stipulation later, that would not be good. Continues the Mishnah Berurah in the wide lines. Vidai, you should know. The kol hasif hazeh marisha Yisrael ve'ino Yehudi heim shutofen beguf atanav amerchatz. This whole sif is discussing where the Jew and the guy are partnerships in their ownership of the oven or of the bathhouse. Avol. Now we pointed out yesterday the Dra Locha, it's La Dafka, they're actually owners or they're partners in the work. But we're coming Lafuki, a different case. Avol. In Ein La Eino Yehudi Chela Begufa Tanur. If the guy has no chelak of ownership in the oven, Rakshu Mekabel Chelak Berevach, he only gets part of the profits, Bishvil Shu Ofel Masaga Tanur, because he's doing the baking. And he's firing up the tanur, so he gets a percentage of the profits like an oris. So yesh omrim delo mahani b'zeh afilu k'shemasne b'tchila. Some say even the best case scenario that we've been discussing, that before they start their partnership, the Jew tells the guy, you work on Shabbos and keep the earnings of Shabbos, I'll work one day during the week, keep the earnings of that day. That's only true if they are joint owners or neither one is an owner, they're working together as partners. But if the Jew is the owner and the guy is simply working as an oris of the Israel, so there are those who say that even the t'nai from the beginning will not help. Meaning, if he says, "Tol ato chelkocha b'Shabbos, you take your portion on Shabbos, v'ani yom echad b'chol, and I take from one of the days of the week," it's not good. T'kevon sheguf hatanu hu shel Yisrael, since the oven l'maisa is owned by the Jew, havale kemaskir lo tanur al Shabbos. It's like you're renting out your oven to the guy for Shabbos. Sheyasik lo bishvil zehaschar, that he's going to fire up to you as a schar for that yom echad shalchol, because you're renting him the oven to use on Shabbos. Corresponding to that, he's then paying you back by firing up the oven and working there a day during the week. Va'aser litol schar Shabbos, and that would be you receiving schar Shabbos from the goy, which is not allowed. So that is a yesh omrin. Va'ayim b'magen Avram shemasik di yesh lochosh lahachmir kdeyazu. Magen Avraham comes out with maskana that one should be concerned with the shita. So we only allow the built-in tnai, you work Shabbos, I work Wednesday, when they are both owners and you make that tnai mitchila. But if only the Jew is the owner and the guy is just getting a percentage of the profits that come in and you make the tnai, That will not work, and the Magen Avraham goes with his chumrah and says it is not allowed. That's considered getting schar Shabbos, because he's working for you on Shabbos, and corresponding to that, he's then firing up for you the oven on a different day. That's being paid back for the work he did on Shabbos. V'davka ba'ofen zeh shehu shelo b'havlo. But it's only going to be usur if it's done exactly in this way. He works Shabbos, and corresponding for the money he's going to make on Shabbos, because he's making the money on Shabbos, he's then going to work and fire up the oven for you a different day. That's not including havlah. There you're getting just schar Shabbos. That's where it's a problem. Aval mehu b'havlah. But if this same scenario is done, but it's done in the form of havlah being swallowed up, going for example, sha'omer la'ofa, you say to the goyish a baker, tol atar shnayim u'shlosha yamim, you take 2 or 3 days, and included in that is the day of Shabbos. Vani shnayim u'shlosha yamim, and I'll take 2 or 3 days. Shari kishahisna ze b'tchilas ha-shutfas. That would be mutter if it was stipulated at the beginning of the shutfas, because then you are avoiding schar Shabbos because it's being done b'havlah where it is mutter. V'yesh me'achronim she'sovrim de'lo b'inan b'zeh. There are those achorim that hold that you don't need in this case. She'ein la'eino Yehudi chelek beguf ha'tanur. When the guy doesn't own a chelek of the tanur, hisnu meikara, you don't even need the tznai from the beginning. Kevan shu bavlo. Since the only problem is schar Shabbos, you would not need to make the tznai from the beginning. As long as it's done bavlo, you avoid the problem of schar Shabbos, and it would be mutter. Now we continue vayten the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Tes. This is going on in the next case of the Ramah. The Ramah said on the fourth line of the page, Yesh omrim shekol zeh lo mari ela b'shutva shekol echad osek biyomo. This whole discussion is only when each person is set up in the shutvas that they each work their days. But when they both work all of the days, and the guy decides to work on Shabbos, it's no problem. Says the Mishnah Berurah, when they each work their days, the oz, then, kevan da Yisrael osek kol yom echad. Since the Yisrael is working all day Sunday, Yehudi kishlucho lasos kol yom haShabbos b'shvilo. Then the goy is considered like the shliach of the Jew to be working all day on Shabbos. I'm working for him on Sunday. He's working for me on Shabbos. That's when we get into problems. Ulakach beinon sheyaslem meikar v'kanal. And that's why the Mechaber said in the beginning of the Sif that you have to make the tznai from the beginning of the Shutfas, that Shabbos is his and Sunday is mine, not that later on we're deciding the guy will work on Shabbos, I'll work on Sunday, because then he's my shaliach, I'm his shaliach, that would be usur. Kasu ha'achorim da'achorim, right. Dehu ha'din im ha'eno Yehudi nosan mosli Yisrael es asik ben b'chol. The same din would apply if the guy gave money to the Yisrael to invest, to work with them during the week. U'bishabbos mis'asek hu. And on Shabbos, the goy is going to be involved in the investment. The osur la Yisrael lekabel mimenu socha min harevach shenol b'Shabbos. The Jew is not allowed to take any profits that come out of the money from the work the goy did on Shabbos. Elu imkein yasna Yisrael imo meikara. Unless again they made a tnai from the very beginning of the shutfus shelo yia mutal olav yom haShabbos klal, that the Jew will have no achrayas for the day of Shabbos. The day of Shabbos is the goy's. The ilav hachi, because if not so, kevan ha-malacha azos mutelas al Yisrael, since this malacha, if you didn't make such a stipulation, it's really mutel on the Jew, the ha'eno Yehudi ose shlichuso, and the guy is working for him on Shabbos as a shaliach, aser, it would be forbidden. Fine, so back to the Ramah. So the Ramah said, there are those who say the whole problem is when they each work a day, that's when you get into problems, and you have to make the tnai from the beginning. Aval kishishneim oskin biyachad, but if they're working together all the days of the week, and on Shabbos the goy is working alone, then you're allowed to split the schar Shabbos with the goy also. Why? Because the Ramah said, "The Eino Yehudi Adai to the Nashei Kavod." He's working on his own. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "Bishvil Chelko." He's just trying to make bigger his chelek. The Havelei Ka'aris, the Mutam Medina, because he's exactly like an aris. He's getting a portion of the business. The more the business brings in, the more money he has. The whole week they work together. Shabbos, he sees the Jew sitting doing nothing, so he gets to work, because he's trying to beef up the profit, so he makes more. He doesn't care about the Jew, he cares about himself. Like we said by an artist, which is absolutely mutu mikradin. The kanal b'reish simin reish mem gimel. The kevan shu lokeach b'peiro, since the artist is taking a chelak of the fruit, ovid adai de denashe, he's working for himself. The chelak ha-Yisrael nishvach b'melu, the chelak of the Yisrael, just derech agav, happens to be getting benefit, but the goy is not doing it for the Jew. The hu adin kan, here's the same thing. Ela disham aser betano mishum maris ha'ayin shiyom reschirohu. The only problem we had over there by the artists, is that the Aris is doing it for the Jew on Shabbos, that would be Maris Ayin, because they're going to think that he is his day worker. They can't let him Maris Ayin. Here by a Shutfus, there is no problem with Maris Ayin. Ta'al kol Yodim Shiesh Le'eno Yehudi Chelek Bo. Everyone knows the Shutfus, everyone knows the Goy has a Chelek, and therefore, you have all the rules of an Aris without the problem of Maris Ayin. Sivkotan Yud Aleph, the Einai Yisrael Nene. So the Goy is working on Shabbos, he's deciding on his own to work on Shabbos to increase the money he makes. And the Jew is not really benefiting directly. Of course, the Jew is benefiting because the Goy is working on Shabbos and the Jew is getting some of the profits that come in on Shabbos, but the Goy is not doing it for the Jew. The Goy is doing it for himself and the Jew is getting Hano, but it's only Hano de Mamela. It comes automatically. But the Goy is not doing the Malacha for the Yisrael. Lahanoso, to benefit him, to Lahavi Kishlucho Bozeh, that he should be considered his Shliach in this area. Kevan de'emutul klal Yisrael Bozeh Lassub Shabbos, since there's no requirement for the Jew to work on Shabbos at all. They just both work whenever they want. It's a very relaxed agreement. You work whenever you want. So in general, during the week, they both work. On Shabbos, the Jew takes off, the guy works, but he's working for himself to increase his profits. Memelo, the Jew benefits. During the week, they're heating it up together, the oven. And on Shabbos, the guy can't force the Jew to work with him. You do whatever you want. The guy chooses to work, he chooses to work. Therefore, for sure, the guy is just working for himself. The Jew is benefiting the Mela, and therefore, only when it's being split by the day, they have to make the Tnai from the beginning, because otherwise, the Goy is the Shliach of the Israel. But when it's a more relaxed Matzav, that they're both working all the days, whenever they want, and the Jew doesn't work on Shabbos, and the Goy decides to work on Shabbos, that's mamish like an Aris, he's working a Daita Dinashe, the Jew is just benefiting the Mela. It's 100% mutter for the Jew to take the profits of Shabbos that the Goy gives him. One stipulation, and then we'll see Sif Beis as well. The Ramah ended off and said, Nikomakom Moyitos Cha Shabbos Ela Bavlo. So when the Jew is getting the profits of Shabbos, in this case where it's 100% mutter, he should only get it the Havlo. Says the Mishabruah, the Ilav Hochi Milchsi Kischa Shabbos. Because if not so, it looks like Schar Shabbos. Really, it's 100% mutter. It's not considered Schar Shabbos, but it looks shady if the Goy is giving you the profits just of Shabbos, even though it was done in the form of an Aris, and you got Hanod and Meila, it's 100% mutter, but it doesn't look right. So the Goy, when he gives you the money, shouldn't just give you the money from Shabbos, he should give you Bahavla with other days as well. Says the Mechaber, Vaitus of Beis. In a case where they did it right, they made the Tnai from the very beginning, the Goy is going to work on Shabbos, the Jew is going to work on Sunday. If at the end of the day, when it came to split the money, they made the correct stipulation for the beginning, the Goy works on Shabbos, the Jew works on Sunday, then when it comes to split the money, the Goy is being a nice guy, he says, fine, we can split it equally, that is mutter. Says the Mishabur Esef Katan Yud Gimel, Rosh Lomar means to say, Sha'olah, what came up, Lefima Shehisnu Hein Ravu Ma'at, based on their Tanai of whether there's a lot of profits on Shabbos or a little profits on Shabbos, what came out of it was, Al Chelek HaShabbos Yoser Miyom Echad HaChol Sheh Yisrael. What came out Lemaisa was, the guy earned more money on Shabbos than the Yisrael earned on his day. Ubishas Chalukah Nisratza Lachlok B'Shavah. And when it came time to split up, they were willing, both sides, to split it equally. Afilu achi, even so, lo amrinam, we do not say, digloi milsalam afreya, deheno yehudi yehoya shlucho lemelech haShabbos. We don't say that now it reveals retroactively the fact that they split it equally. It turns out the guy was really the shliach of the Jew to work on Shabbos. We do not say that. Elo matona ba'alma hu diyohiv lei haino yehudi. Rather, we say the Goy is giving a matana to the Jew to help give him some of the profits on Shabbos that were greater than the profits of Sunday. Kevan dehisnu mitchila. Since they made the proper tnai from the beginning, sheyia yom haShabbos shayach lo levado. They made a tnai that the profits of Shabbos belong to the Goy alone. And therefore, since they made the proper tnai, Shabbos goes to the Goy, Sunday goes to the Israel, and that never changes. Now when it comes down to it, the Goy is being a nice person, he's giving you a matana, that's 100% mutter. We don't say it reveals retroactively that it wasn't done properly and he was your shliach. No, it was done properly. He did Shabbos, you did Sunday, he gets Shabbos, you get Sunday. Now he's being a nice person and he's giving you a matana, some of the profits of Shabbos. V'dafka sheritzui shel eino yehudi shiya chaluka b'shava haya b'stama. This is only true if when the Goy was appeased to make the chaluka equally, it was done stam. Shelo ayidei asiyas cheshbon mirevach shnei hayomim. They didn't sit there calculating the profits of each day and working out the profits equally. For the goodness of his heart, he said, fine, we'll split it equally. But if it came that the guy gave to the Jew because of a cheshbon they made between the 2 days, Shai Yisrael, Omer le'enu Yehudi b'shas chaluka, the Jew said to the guy while he was splitting it, at shaklis b'shabbos kuf zuze, you made on Shabbos 100 zuz, v'anisha kilno b'yom hachol nun zuzi, I only earned on my weekday 50 zuz, malei li hachisarum, fill in for me what I am lacking. And a Jew presents it in a way that they're making the days themselves equal. And through that claim of the Yisrael, the guy says, fine, we'll split it equally. That's the case we discussed yesterday. That's already a machlokas in the poskim. So to summarize this last point, the only time it's going to be okay is if the guy made more on Shabbos than the Jew made on Sunday, and out of the goodness of his heart, he decides to give a matana to give a little more. They're not discussing details of the days. He says, oh, I see I made more than you. I'm a nice guy. Here's a matana, 100% mutter. However, if the way it came about is the Jew said, it's not fair. You made 100 bucks on Shabbos. I only made 50 on Sunday. Come on, be mashlim the part that I lost out from Shabbos. And on that, the guy decides to give. That's already a machlokas haposkim that we discussed yesterday. That already, it might look like it's a harama from before, that it was all a game. That was the sheet of the Rive, the Magen Avraham went with that. Other posts said, no, it's mutter l'maisa, they made it tonight in the beginning. And that's the way they worked. And now if he wants to change, that also be considered a matana, wouldn't be a problem. We'll stop here and continue tomorrow with Hashem with Siv Gimel.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekayemus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.